Sunday Radio, where it's always in the 80s. Thank you so much for joining us here at Christmas time. I have a guest in studio, Dr. Alan Unruh. Now, Dr. Unruh, I'm reading his bio here, was born in a one-room shack in a one-horse town, went to a one-room schoolhouse, and has read the book The Power of One, and he's started studying one-liners. Now, I've had a chance to hang out with Dr. Unruh, and I've heard a fair share of one-liners. They're very, very good. He went to school to develop his wit, but unfortunately was only able to attend half the classes. So he still feels better than a dimwit or a nitwit, and he says if he dies, it'll be at his wit's end. So, Dr. Unruh, thank you so much for coming in to chat with us here at Christmas time.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, Dr. Unruh, you're a chiropractor in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Are doctors stressed, and what are some of the difficult patients that you see in your practice?
Well, doctors are getting stressed, and some doctors are taking Prozac every six patients. I mean, it's getting rough. Some docs are playing miniature golf on Wednesday afternoon. Now, it's getting rough for doctors. We see a lot of tough cases. I had a guy last week. He broke his nose seven times in the same place, so I told him to stay out of that place. You know? Another guy fell off a 32-foot ladder. Luckily, he was on the bottom rung and didn't get hurt, but it could have been bad. But and another guy had bad kidneys, I could tell, because of his rusty zipper and yellow tennis shoes. But anyway, there's certain rules in healthcare. Never complain unless you're talking to the doctor, because, see, half the people could care less, and the other half are glad you got what's coming to you. And never criticize till you walk a mile in their shoes, and it's okay because you're a mile away and you got their shoes.
Again, we've got Dr. Alan Unruh in the studio. Now, this is Christmas time. People are pretty stressed out. Some people kind of struggle to get into the Christmas spirit. Do you have suggestions on how they can get into the Christmas spirit, Dr. Unruh?
Well, I mean, many are in the Christmas spirit already. I just got decked in the hall last week. I mean, my all is calm and all is bright. That's because Congress hasn't met yet next month, see. But I'm trying to get my wife in the Christmas spirit, especially the part goodwill towards men, you know what I mean? But anyway, have you hugged your wallet today? This is Christmas time, and in December it's ho, 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 and January it's oh, oh, oh. I was in a department store the other day, and they had two Santas. One was Express Santa for kids who want nine toys or less. You know, but anyway, when you look, I won't say what my wife spends on Christmas, but Toys R Us has a branch office in our living room. Anyways, now some of my humor may be subtle. That's because my comedy writer was committed last week. But
again, in the studio, Dr. Alan Unruh. Do you have advice for men this season and how they can conduct themselves? Maybe put themselves more in their wives' shoes, if you will.
Well, see, luckily, my wife, she's allergic to jewelry and fur coats, so
ooh,
I don't.
Nice.
And I bought her a fake fur once. She fed me a rubber chicken for supper. See? But my wife, her nickname is Teddy Roosevelt. Everywhere she goes, she says, "Charge!" But they know her by her number. I mean, she'll buy anything marked down. Last week, she bought an escalator. I mean, it's good to get her. But I walked in a jewelry store. I said, "You have any, I know diamonds are forever, but do you have anything that lasts just a few months?" But she said she wanted a mink, so I bought her a mink. Then she wanted a silver fox. I bought her a silver fox. Our house is full of animals, you know. But I bought her a mood ring once. I found out they really work. When they turn green, a guy gets a red mark on his forehead. See? Every time I buy something practical, she breaks into tears. I just don't get it. See, last year I couldn't think of what to get her, so I just decided to give her a gift certificate to the mall.
Oh, yeah.
She still complained. She said it was the wrong size. You know, I just I usually do my shopping on December 24th. Of course, she hasn't worn the socks I bought her last year.
Yeah.
She gave me some Old Spouse aftershave, so I gave her some Oil of Old Lady. So. And she gave me some leisure slacks and loafers and now complains about that I act the way I'm dressed. I mean, you just can't win.
Exactly.
You just can't win.
Well, speaking of loafers and being leisure, how about exercise this time of year? You know, people are thinking about getting back into shape maybe for the new year, saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to make a resolution to get rid of some of this belly or whatnot. Do you have any suggestions on that?
Well, millions are buying exercise books. That's because reading is a lot easier than exercising. I'm doing great. I'm up to 20 pages a day.
That's really good.
Well, last year I bought my wife a rowing machine, and she said she couldn't get into the tub. Thanks to jogging, people are dying in better health.
There you go.
One guy said he added 10 years to his life jogging, but he spent 10 years jogging. So it all comes out in the wash. See? I hate treadmills. I always get the feeling I'm not getting anywhere. But I have a hard time exercising thanks to my hectic sleeping schedule. But did you see that news report? The reader of Walking Magazine just got run over by the reader of Car and Driver Magazine.
There you go.
I had a patient. He said he loved to watch golf. I told him he needed more exercise, so he started watching tennis.
He's looking back and forth at least. So, as long as we're on the subject of self-improvement, how about diet? What should a person eat during the Christmas season to maybe keep from bloating up and having more to work off in January?
Well, see, for me, dieting is a piece of cake. I mean, it's easier. It's easier than pie.
That sounds like my diet. As people are like getting up in their years, every year we get a little older, hopefully. Do you have any suggestions on how we should age gracefully so we age the right way?
Well, when it comes to aging, I was born in the age of inhibition, you know. Uh-huh. Age doesn't matter unless you're the big cheese, you know. I was taught to respect my elders, but I'm getting less and less people to respect. I'm at the age where I say trim a little around my nostrils. I wear my heart on my sleeve and my gravy on my tie, see. I'm at the age where you say toupee or not toupee, see. I told my wife men are like wine. She put me in the cellar. You know? I said, I need some space. She put me outside. See? But there are benefits to aging. Liver and onions are a lot better when your taste buds are gone.
You know? There you go.
And an old friend of mine went on a trip, and he wrote me. He said, I wish you were here. Where am I? You know? He said, we'll be friends when we're old and senile, and then we'll be new friends.
There you go. See? That's a good way to look at it.
I told my wife, will you love me when I'm old and ugly? She said, I still do. You know? Father Time is catching up with Mother Nature. I mean, my favorite song is Taps. You know? But under the new health care law, you can die of old age about 20 years younger. So there's some advantages.
The silver lining there. Hey, while we're on the subject of age, Christmas is definitely time for kids and for grandkids. And this is a time a lot of people get to spend with their children and grandchildren. So do you have any advice on what to get kids and how much you should spend?
Well, see, Christmas is for children. You should enjoy them while they're still on your side, you know. The best toys this year can be pushed, pulled, or banged on. Those are the best popular ones, see. And when you see the price of toys, I mean, Toys R Us, it's woe is me, you know. And our kids, they decided to put their own socks on the tree this year. Of course, the tree died. But anyway, I found out the best way to get your grandkids' attention is to sit on the couch and look comfortable. See, people who don't have kids don't know what it's like spending an evening rolling up toilet paper. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
With today's music, kids will never live lives of quiet desperation. I know that. See, I grew up when you needed an ear for music, not the stomach. See?
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, if your kids ever mess up, make them listen to an hour of music from your generation. They won't mess up for another month.
Exactly.
I was just reading it costs $10 to support a kid in India for a whole year. So there's an idea for you parents. You
know? Send your kids
$10
to India.
Takes about 5 years for a walnut tree to produce nuts. It's not so for a family tree, you know.
Exactly. Again, in the studio, I've got Dr. Alan Unruh. And Dr. Unruh, do you have any parting comments before we let you go here for all the people that are listening at Christmas time here?
Well, yes, you should not pray for a lighter load, but for a stronger back.
There you go.
Pray not for safety from danger, but for deliverance from fear.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog that makes the difference. See?
Definitely.
You're not living until you found something worth dying for.
Okay, yeah.
That which is not eternal is eternally out of date.
Yeah.
And happiness is not found in doing what you like. It's having the right to do what you ought.
There you go.
And for all my Christian friends, I just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. For my Jewish friends, I want to wish you a Happy Hanukkah. For my atheist friends, good luck.
There you go. And the agnostics don't know what to think. So, Dr. Unruh, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Again, that's Dr. Alan Unruh from right here in Sioux Falls, a chiropractor. We appreciate him stopping in to cheer us up a little bit at Christmas time. And we're going to get some more music rolling for you here in a bit. We'll check your forecast after this on Sunny.